Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A new musical at Folsom Lake College kicks off this Friday. Falcon Eye Theater is presenting Godspell at the Harris Center. Known for being energetic and uplifting, the musical celebrates community, compassion, and hope through parables and song. Jennifer Provenza Wallace is an assistant professor of theater and film and is directing this production. And she joins us today, along with actor Isaiah Mendiola, who is playing the role of Jesus. Isaiah is going to share a song with us in just a bit, but first we're going to learn a little bit more about the show. Jennifer and Isaiah, thanks for taking the time. Welcome to Insight.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for having us.
We're excited to be here.
Oh, excited to have both of you and looking forward to that performance in just a few minutes. So Jennifer, for those who might not be familiar with the musical Godspell, tell us a little bit about it.
So the musical tells stories of parables that really bring up the idea of hope and community. And that's one of the reasons we really wanted to do this show, because it really gives us the opportunity to kind of invite the audience in to join a community with us.
Hmm. Why stage this production now? Expand upon that just a little bit.
I just think right now there's so many negative things happening in the world. And, you know, every day you read the news and you learn about things that are just upsetting. And a lot of the students have expressed to me that they feel kind of powerless in the face of this. And so we wanted to choose a show that really lets them express hope and really just the idea that leading with love is the way forward.
And this is a Folsom Lake College production. Tell us a little bit more about where this is going to be taking place, at Falcon's Eye Theater.
Yes, it'll be at the Harris Center in the large theater, stage one, where we have Broadway musicals come through. We've got a big set. It's going to be a really amazing production.
What drew you to theater and film? I mean, you're an assistant professor in both.
Yeah, this is something I've been doing my whole life as an actor, first of all, and then I came to really love directing and teaching as well. And Folsom Lake College is the most amazing place to teach. I truly am just so excited to go to work every day. And the theater department that we have really allows us to offer the students a world-class education at a great price. So it's really an amazing place to work.
You know, given that you're also an actor, you know, when did you make the decision to want to educate others in this field?
I always really enjoyed teaching in various aspects, but when I had the opportunity to start teaching theater, I really found that it was something that was just so inspirational to me, and I found that I loved it really more than I'd ever loved doing anything else.
How long have you been involved at Folsom Lake College?
I've been teaching there for 10 years.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, I guess how long ago did you watch Godspell, you know, for the first time, and you're like, hey, I want to do this here in Folsom?
It was actually pretty recent. It came out of conversations with students, and they told me how excited they would be to do the show, and so that was what got me thinking about it. And I just wanted something that I felt like would let the students express what they were feeling and let their voices be heard.
How did the students respond to this material? I mean, there's a good amount of people who are involved in this production.
Yeah, it's been really inspirational, honestly, at the rehearsals. We've had some really deep conversations, and there have been tears, but also just so much joy. And I think this cast is just the greatest group of people. Everyone's so positive and supportive of each other.
Sometimes people can be a little uneasy when talking about religion. So would you consider this like a provocative conversation that people are going to be engaging with on the stage?
We've tried to really just focus on the universal messages. I mean, one of the things we did talk about in rehearsal is, hey, we all come from different religious backgrounds. This is a public school. It's incredibly important that you are completely respectful of everybody else's religious beliefs. But we're trying to just take the universal messages out of this show and spread that to the audience.
All right, Isaiah, I want to turn to you. I mean, what drew you to auditioning and getting the role for Godspell?
Yeah, I think one big factor was I saw their Falcon's Eye Theater's like cabaret, and I just saw how amazing the set is, how professional everything seemed. Everyone was super talented, and I was like, I have to get in on this next one. And it so happened to be Godspell. That's like my brother's favorite musical. So I was like, okay, well, I got to do it, and I got to see what could I get. And then I just landed on Jesus.
So I was going to ask, like, did you specifically want the role of Jesus, or were you just open to what they thought you would be a good fit for?
Yeah, I think at first I was definitely open, for sure. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And then I watched the show and I was like, it would be cool to portray Jesus. That would be really awesome and to see what I would do. But I was honestly like open for anything. I just wanted to be a part of it. So,
how does one prepare to audition for the role of Jesus?
Yeah, well, for the role of Jesus, I think like what I did was find like similar songs that kind of are sung in the show. But I think it was just like trying my best and ultimately just being myself and seeing what would happen. And honestly, that was just enough, was just like having confidence in myself and staying true to me. And I think that's what kind of landed me the role.
Has the arts always been a part of your life? When did you decide that you were really passionate about pursuing this?
Yeah, I was like a big performer when I was a kid. Like I was 8 years old doing hip hop, you know, just any time I got to be on stage. But I think my brother was a big inspiration for like my theater career, just watching him just be an ensemble in Grease, but like being the star of the show because he was like so into his character. I was like, I want to do stuff like this. I want to perform in these amazing ways. So like theater has been awesome because I get to dance, I get to sing, I get to act. It's just a really cool art form. And that's kind of where it happened.
Yeah, Jennifer, I see you like nodding along. Like, what does theater add to your life? Because you have creative expression in a variety of different mediums.
Yeah, I think it's the way that we are able to have that immediacy with the audience and feel like we're really touching them. And, you know, when Isaiah auditioned, he had almost all of us in tears when we heard him sing Beautiful City. And we just knew that he was the person for the part. And he's been so inspirational to the rest of the cast as well, just with his general attitude and being such a good actor.
Yeah. And Isaiah was just speaking to the level of production at Community College, correct? What is the history of this? Like, how did this develop at Folsom Lake College?
Yeah, we just have, you know, a really supportive school and really professors that trained at world-class institutions, and we all work together, and really I feel like we're like a family, and we're able to offer the students facilities and production value that, you know, you really don't normally get at a community college. So I feel so lucky that we have that to offer to them.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. I mean, it opens up all the possibilities in a young person's life, thinking about what they want to do, you know, for the rest of their life. So Isaiah, you're going to perform for us. We are excited. But before you begin, just tell us a little bit about the song that we're going to hear.
Yeah. So the song is called Beautiful City. It's in the repertoire of Godspell. It was popularized in the musical after 9/11. And the reason why is because the song really talks about rebuilding and also like building a community and like keep it going, because we'll get to a place where we'll get to the end. You know, we'll see it all through together, and we'll do it with love. So that's kind of the idea of the song, is to stick together type deal.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Okay. We may not reach the ending, but we can start slowly but truly mending, brick by brick, heart by heart. Start learning how we can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, and not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. When your trust is all shattered and your faith is all but killed, you can give up, bittered and battered, or you can slowly start to build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, and not a city of angels, but finally a city of men. A city of men.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Light applause. I don't want to freak the mic out. But that was, I can totally see why you were in tears when he auditioned. I mean, just a shoo-in. But I guess just what stands out to you about Isaiah's voice and the way that he performs?
I think that Isaiah really has a way of reaching people when he performs. He also writes his own music. He's got music on Spotify, and just all of his music is so beautiful, and it just feels like it's so from the heart.
Mm. Has singing just always been just within you, and you just have to get it out?
Yeah, I think when it comes to like creatives out there, they always are like in search of expression of themselves. And I think just music is the one that I feel like is the most powerful to me of like being able to write how I feel. So I think it's just been always a part of my life, but kind of stuck to me just because I knew that like I could get my feelings out by just singing or writing and stuff.
Is the process and preparation different compared to if you're recording something for Spotify versus not even recording, but preparing for this song in front of a live audience on stage?
Yeah, I think it's for sure definitely different. Recording, singing and doing it live, like there's definitely like a, with recording, you could just redo it, you know, over and over. And then with live, I was a little nervous. I was shaking. But I think there's definitely different processes, and people do have different ways of writing and recording and doing things live. So it just kind of depends on the person. But I would say there's definitely a difference no matter what, just like from recording to doing it live.
Do either of you have a favorite part of the show?
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, my favorite part, I think, is Beautiful City, not only because Isaiah sings it so well, but that part of the show is just really beautiful with him having a relationship with all of the other cast members there. So I think that's probably my favorite part.
I think my favorite part is we kind of establish like these little handshakes that I have with everybody on stage and even like behind the stage and stuff like that, because it like instills the idea of like we are a community, and also bringing up like audience members and giving them flowers out to their seats. I feel very like connected with that idea of like bringing people in, because it's not just the people on stage that are close, it should be everybody in the room. So I'm very excited to have an audience to share that with. But I think that would be my favorite part.
Yeah, so the audience isn't just taking it in, they're actually getting involved in the performance as well.
Yes.
Yeah, the flower part is actually something that we based on flower communion, which was started by a Unitarian minister in the 1920s. And he later died in a concentration camp. And his wife actually brought this ceremony to the United States. And so we decided to incorporate that into intermission, where the audience will be invited on stage to be given a flower by the cast members.
Oh, that's wonderful. What do you hope people take away from this performance? Why should they see it? It opens on Friday.
Yeah. I think what I'm really hoping for is people to just take away that they felt like they were a part of something, and kind of like they learned like, yeah, like I want to go out and just be good to my neighbor or be good to my coworkers and seeing what I can do to add to the world. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's the thing I'm hoping.
Yeah, I mean, Jennifer, you've been part of lots of productions. What's so special about this one, and what do you hope people take away?
Yeah, just like Isaiah said, I think the takeaway from this one is loving your neighbor no matter who they are, no matter how different they are from you. Society is divisive right now. Like, how can we reach everyone and care for all of our neighbors.
When are the show times?
It opens Friday at 7:30, and it's Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and then the next weekend as well.
Oh, wonderful. So lots of options. And what has the response been like so far?
I think people are really excited to come see it.
Yeah, I think people are like super connected with it already. So I'm super excited.
Do you think you have a future in theater after this?
I think so. I do love music, and I wrote like music for one of Jennifer's shows. And I think that would be the direction. But any opportunity that I could be a part of the community of theater, I'll probably take.
You know? I love that you just went for it. I mean, if there's like a student on campus who wants to give theater, you know, a shot, but feels a little like scared or intimidated, what advice do you have for them?
That's a great question. I think the advice I would give to them is just to do it, because the community of theater, at least everything that I've been a part of, has just been so supportive. Just kind of like what Jennifer was saying, we have an amazing facility because we have supportive teachers and people who want to see us succeed. So that's all you're going to get from theater, and that would be something I would recommend everybody.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you're helping, you know, these students at like a really pivotal time in their life. What is that like?
It's really an honor to be able to be there for students in this time of their life. And I think we truly have a special department. Any student who's feeling a little lost or a little lonely, they will find a home in the theater department. If they come, they will make friends. I have people come to my class and they don't know each other, and by a few days in, they're leaving to all get lunch together after class.
Oh, great. Well, Jennifer and Isaiah, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Jennifer Provenza-Wallace is an assistant professor of theater and film at Folsom Lake College, and she is directing Godspell at the Harris Center in Folsom. Actor Isaiah Mendiola is playing the role of Jesus. Performances start on Friday, and we have more information to all of the showtimes on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. We are on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.